Let's continue reading Zechariah chapter 11. In this chapter, Zechariah prophesies three significant events to come in Israel's future: the rejection of the Messiah, the destruction of Rome, and the coming of the Antichrist. Two of these events, obviously, have already been fulfilled. The coming of the Antichrist is still future and yet to be fulfilled. Zechariah chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty trees are ruined. Wail, O oaks of Bashan, for the thick forest has come down. There is the sound of wailing shepherds, for their glory is in ruins. There is the sound of roaring lions, for the pride of the Jordan is in ruins. Thus says the Lord my God, feed the flock for slaughter, whose owners slaughter them and feel no guilt. Those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their shepherds do not pity them. For I will no longer pity the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. But indeed, I will give everyone into his neighbor's hand and into the hand of his king. They shall attack the land, and I will not deliver them from their hand. So I fed the flock for slaughter, in particular the poor of the flock. I took for myself two staffs, the one I called beauty, or favor, and the other I called bonds, or union, and I fed the flock. I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Then I said, I will not feed you. Let what is dying die, and what is perishing perish. Let those that are left eat each other's flesh. And I took my staff, beauty, or favor, and cut it in two, that I might break the covenant which I had made with all the peoples. So it was broken on that day. Thus the poor of the flock, who were watching me, knew that it was the word of the Lord. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter. That princely price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. Then I cut in two my other staff, bonds or union, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, next take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd. For indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that stand still. But he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. Once again, some background notes. Remember, the book of Zechariah consists of 8 prophetic visions, chapters 1 through 6, 4 prophetic messages, chapters 7 and 8, and 2 prophetic burdens or oracles, chapters 9 through 14. Zechariah chapter 11 is the conclusion of Zechariah's first prophetic burden that the Lord had given him to lift up and deliver to the people. In context, Zechariah chapter 11 is really an explanation as to why all the blessing predicted for Israel in chapter 10 is delayed. The delay has been because the true shepherd of Israel was rejected by the people. Therefore, before blessing can come, Israel must undergo the discipline of God. Because the Messiah was rejected, God allowed the Roman armies to sweep in from the north and overrun the country and destroy the temple. That devastation is in view, particularly here in verses 1 through 3. From the cedars of Lebanon and oaks of Bashan in the north, to the fields of the shepherds in the south, and the lush dwelling places of the lions in the Jordan Valley, the land and its inhabitants would suffer at the hands of the Romans. Now in verses 4 through the end of the chapter, Zechariah is told by the Lord to act out or role play the part of two shepherds. First, the part of the good and true shepherd, verses 4 through 14, and then the part of a foolish and false shepherd, verses 15 through 17. That brings us then to our doctrinal points. So doctrinal or teaching point number 1, Unbelieving Israel rejected the true shepherd. Unbelieving Israel rejected the true shepherd, verses 4 through 14. In the role play, Zechariah acts out the part of the Messiah who comes to feed the flock of Israel. The leaders of Israel were not caring for the sheep. Remember the scribes and Pharisees. They were using them for material gain. Verse 5, whose owners slaughter them and feel no guilt. Those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their shepherds do not pity them. These were the unfaithful rulers and false shepherds of the nation. Sounds like some so-called spiritual leaders today, doesn't it? Even praising the Lord for getting rich from fleecing the flock. Listen, God holds spiritual leaders responsible, then and today. In verse 6 we read, but indeed I will give everyone into his neighbor's hand and into the hand of his king. What an accurate description we have here of the attitude of the Jews toward Christ at the time of the crucifixion. Remember how they cried out to Pilate, we have no king but Caesar. John 19, verse 15. Now in the role play, Zechariah takes two shepherd staffs. One is called beauty or favor, and the other one bonds or union. The staff of favor represents the covenant of God to protect the people. And the staff of union represents unity within the people. Both staffs will be broken. The poor of the flock, in verse 7 and verse 11, the poor of the flock are probably those relatively few who accepted the Lord as Messiah at his first coming. Now what is the interpretation of verse 8? I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Most likely, this is a reference to the three offices in Israel that were taken away by the Lord. The office of the prophet, the office of the priest, and the office of the king. There are Jews today, but not these offices within Judaism. Verse 9, then I said, I will not feed you. Let what is dying die, and what is perishing perish. Let those that are left eat each other's flesh. What's that all about? According to Josephus, the Jewish historian, when the Romans besieged Jerusalem in 70 AD, 1.5 million people died, and the starving people of Jerusalem actually were reduced to cannibalism. In the role play, Zechariah broke the two staffs, showing that God's protection was being removed so that the Romans would be free to sweep in against Jerusalem and any unity in Israel would be impossible. There would be worldwide dispersion. Now, sandwiched in between the breaking of the two staves is the acting out of our Lord's betrayal by Judas for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a wounded slave. What an insult. Verses 12 and 13 again. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. That princely price they set on me. I'm reading Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 and 15, where we have the fulfillment of this prophecy. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. And also Matthew 27, verses 3 through 8. All of this, you see, was acted out by Zechariah to portray Israel's rejection of her Messiah. Unbelieving Israel rejected the true shepherd. Doctrinal point number 2. Unbelieving Israel will accept a false shepherd. Unbelieving Israel will accept a false shepherd. Let's read verse 15 once again. And the Lord said to me, next, take for yourself the implement of a foolish shepherd. Now you see, Zechariah is told by the Lord to act out the part of a foolish shepherd. Now, who is this foolish shepherd? We believe that this is the coming Antichrist of the last days. So the present church age, then, is between verses 14 and 15. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 43, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive, namely the coming Antichrist. This is the Antichrist, the man of sin or lawlessness of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and one of the beasts of Revelation chapter 13. Listen to what we read about this foolish shepherd here in verse 16 of Zechariah 11. For indeed, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that still stand. Notice that this foolish shepherd has no concern for the people that he supposedly serves. And notice that it says that God will raise up this foolish shepherd in the land. This is all under God's control. Praise the Lord. The fact that this foolish shepherd will be raised up in the land leads me to believe that the Antichrist of the last days will be Jewish. Verse 17 is encouraging news. The foolish shepherd will be conquered and removed. His arm of strength will be withered and have no strength. His eye of intelligence will be blinded and be worthless. It will be the coming of the Lord that cuts down and eliminates the Antichrist of the last days. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now let me ask you, how does all of this fit in with the many predictions in Zechariah of the coming spiritual revival of Israel in the last days? Fortunately, not all the Jewish people will turn to the Antichrist of the last days, just as not all Gentiles will turn to the Antichrist and receive the mark of the beast. There will be the 144,000 Jewish evangelists of the tribulation period, Revelation chapter 7, who will lead many in Israel to saving faith in the true Messiah, who is returning to set up his kingdom. Unfortunately, many in Israel in those days will not believe this gospel of the kingdom and will turn to the Antichrist. Unbelieving Israel will accept a false shepherd. Practical application from Zechariah chapter 11. Don't despise dramatic presentations. Don't despise dramatic presentations. God called Zechariah to make a dramatic presentation to get across the truth he wanted to convey to the people. Probably more people listened to what Zechariah was saying because he was acting it out. Dramatic presentations can be very effective. And Zechariah was not the only prophet God called to do dramatic presentations. Jeremiah and Ezekiel, for example, gave many object lessons and dramatic presentations. Now, this application may not apply to you, but some Christians I know can't stand dramatic presentations. Well, I think they need to rethink their position. Yes, dramatic presentations are not for every time and place, but there is a time and place for good dramatic presentations. Don't despise dramatic presentations.